This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Where is this famous guitar? You may remember in Back to the Future in 1985, Marty McFly grabs a guitar because he's got to get his parents, then teenagers, to kiss or he's doomed. They don't know where that guitar is.
No way.
They haven't seen it in 40 years. So this here filmmaker, and they're looking for it now because apparently there's a documentary. What is the name of the documentary? Lost to the Future, yeah. And they're doing, I don't know if it's about just the search for this guitar or about Back to the Future, et cetera, and the search for the guitar. But it says filmmakers went looking for the instrument while making the movie's 1989 sequel. But even now, it is nowhere to be found. 4 decades after the blockbuster film debuted, the guitar's creator has launched a search for the iconic cherry red Gibson ES-345. Gibson, the company, is asking the public to help track it down as the movie turns 40.
Oh, wow.
Good God. And as the company produces a new documentary about the search and the film entitled Lost to the Future. In a video by Gibson with the movie's theme song playing in the background, Back to the Future stars Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson.
Okay, look. This
make
was
a cinematic
on
plea.
The other day. And it wasn't something I went looking for. It was like we were watching something, and then we left, and then when we came back, Back to the Future was on the television where the bully keeps trying to bully him at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's meeting her in the hallway, and it's really awkward because that's his mom, and she's trying to kiss him and all that stuff. Did that movie age well?
I think it did age very well. I think Back to the Future 2 aged poorly, and Back to the Future 3 is
non-mention.
By the way, spoiler.
What?
Dana it's, describing a scene. In the
if
movie.
You
it's been out
have
for 40
not
years.
Seen Back to the Future by now, that is on you. Also, yeah. The shark in Jaws kills everyone.
Do they
Sorry.
Ever play one of the Back in the Futures on TV without Back to the Future, without playing all three? It's always
rarely.
A marathon of all three.
Rarely. I think Back to the Future, the original, aged extremely well.
Okay.
Extremely
it was all right.
Well.
Here's the only thing I said when I walked by. I go, my God, they are all so young.
I love it. That's one of those. If it's on TV, I'm watching.
You'll watch it.
Oh, yes.
You know what didn't age well?
What?
Jaws.
Shut up, Sam.
Guess, it didn't.
No. Yes, it did. That is the greatest movie of all time. Watch your pirate mouth. Guess what I discovered last night with all of the children that I had no idea existed. Literally something that in all of my 51 years, I did not even know this thing existed.
Alaska.
We had all the kids
Financial
over last
planning?
Night.
Budgeting.
All the kids over last night. To watch the Royals game. And I mean, everybody came over. The boyfriends, yeah. The girlfriends. We had so much fun watching CAG's debut. And we did it in the little like community room because we're getting ready to move out of our loft into a house next week. So we, you know, we're short on space. Stuff's boxed up. Things are kind of a mess.
Okay.
I noticed a year ago in the community room, there were pool sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, and I commented on this back during the Chiefs season, There's no pool table. There's a shuffleboard table. There's a poker table. And then there's these pool sticks. And I said to Jack, I go, why the heck are there pool sticks in here? There's no pool table. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
An entire year goes by. And then last night, I hear Sophie go, oh, my gosh, there's a game under here. They flip over the pool
poker table
that we used to play poker last year. There is a game underneath that thing. Mm-hmm. I had no idea existed. I am obsessed. I am hooked. We were arguing over who got the next game. It's called Bumper Pool.
It's always been called Bumper Pool.
I'm a game person. I know how to play shuffleboard, and I know how to play, you know, I grew up with cribbage and the carom board. Where the hell has this been all my life?
Right there waiting.
It is insanely fun. It has not really ever been that popular in Kansas City. It was very popular in St. Louis decades ago.
Listen, people, there's a hole on my side. I've got a hole and you've got a hole. And there's pool balls. There's like six. You have six and I have six, about.
Everybody has a stick.
Everybody has a stick. And then you try to get your ball in my hole and I try to get my ball in your hole. We played that thing all night long. The whole family. It was so much fun.
And everybody was getting balls in holes.
Yes, it's like
with their stick.
It's shaped like not an octagon. What has five sides?
No, it's an octagon. No,
that would be a pentagon.
I think it's a pentagon.
Five. No, it's an octagon. Okay,
it's an octagon, and you've got your balls on one side, red. There's other balls on the other side, white.
Yeah.
And then there's all of these.
Then there's a cue ball.
And then there's bumpers.
All of these bumpers in the middle that will trip you up.
In
think
a
of them like
shape.
A speed bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just. I try to get my balls in your hole. You try to get your balls in my hole. And whoever gets the most balls in the holes wins.
And then it becomes very strategic because you start playing more defense than offense.
Yes.
If they are better than you. And so you can mess up their shot by hitting their ball away from your hole.
I'm going to be honest.
Because you got to protect the hole.
I've never been to Amini's like Galleria in my entire life. A stop might be in our future on our way to the new house. Because you can get this thing and it's a poker table. And you will play poker on it, hello.
Right.
But it's also this pool bumper ball thing. We played the entire Royals game.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Have you played this?
Yes, of course.
Where?
Growing up, they were on military bases all the time.
I'll tell you this. They don't have them in any bars around here. I have never gone into a bar and seen. You see shuffleboard tables. You don't see this octagon thing.
Yeah, I have not seen one in my adult life. But I did see it when I was a kid growing up, and we would go to like the officers club or
so I had
community
seen them,
center on base, and there would be one,
but never played them. And then a couple of weeks ago, we went over to a friend's house and we were just down in their basement, and I was like, hey, nice poker table. And he's like, oh, it's more than a poker table.
Yeah.
And we played bumper pool for hours.
I'm all in. What is it? I'll tell you this. When the ball goes in the hole, it is very satisfying. Because when you play pool,
yeah,
just hear me out.
Right.
When you play pool, the ball goes into the little net receptacle on the sides. Or if you've got a fancy one, it goes all the way down the pipeline and pops out.
Right.
This hole is the exact size of the ball.
It's a perfect fit.
So when you pop it in there, it goes conk, and then it just pops on down. And I kept saying to the kids, this is very satisfying.
It is. It is very satisfying.
Anyway, I'm about to join a league. I'm not even kidding you. I love it.
Are you going to join the circuit?
I might.
You going to go pro?
I might.
Man.
I can't even pull all of them. There were too many.
There were a lot of them.
If you know where on the text line we can go and play this, let me know.
Is Amini still open?
I don't know. I'm in.
Well, there was one up at Legends, too.
There's one on Metcalf that is still open.
The one at, 98th and – or
106.
Is it 101st? Okay, whatever.
To answer your question, Dana, the only place to play it is apparently the community room at your loft or people's homes who have one.
Yep.
Because it never took off in Kansas City.
Going even online now. People, I'm telling you, look it up. Bumper pool.
I'm going to look up how much it cost.
51 years old. I have never – seen one of these things. And the fact that the pool cues have been there for a year, and I'm like, that's dumb. Why are there pool cues here and there's no pool table? Well, the pool table's under the poker table.
They are not cheap, Dana.
I was just going to go online and buy one. How much?
For a good one or just a...
For a good one. For a good one with poker. With poker. I got a poker.
Well, this is just a good one. $1,899.99.
Oh.
If you hadn't been paying for Game Pass for the last 4 years,
you could afford
it. You'd be halfway there.
You could afford it. There is a cheaper one by Hathaway Kingston. It's a 3-in-1 octagon poker table, dining table, and bumper pool table. You can get that on Amazon for $925.
Good Lord. Maybe that's why they're nowhere around Kansas City.
Well, pool tables are far more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Pool tables are, not necessarily.
This is so much better than pool, and let me tell you why. No one ever knows how to get rid of a pool table. You know what you do? Please, will you take it with the house? Movers won't move it. It's 10,000 pounds.
You know why?
This, you get the satisfaction of pool without having to have that gigantic thing take up all that space.
Underneath that felt.
I had a pool table. I hated it.
Underneath that felt is marble. And it is incredibly heavy.
Yeah.
Slate. But yeah.
Or slate, whatever it is. I remember when I was a mover in college, if we saw a pool table on the log,
yep,
we drew sticks or straws to see who had to carry it.
Oh, come
on, guys. It's that heavy.
I don't think anyone even moves them anymore, Scott. That's the kind of thing that just lives in your basement. And you play it five or six times. You play five or six times, and then you never play it again.
Well, then you didn't have a real pool table, because a real pool table is so heavy, it takes 3-4 men to move it.
You take it apart. Each slate is 300 pounds. Anyway, right. I want a bumper pool table.
Well, back in the day, Sam, when we rode around in buggies pulled by horses, there was only one slate. You didn't take pieces of it.
Anyway, bumper pool.
I can't wait.
Love it. Know it. Believe it.
Can't buy it.
Believe it.
Can't afford it. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we're going to repeat this news. Many of you were probably still at work or doing something else when it broke about an hour ago, but Kansas City's municipal prosecutor has charged Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca today with violating an order of protection granted to his wife, late last week. Abarca's wife, Alexis, requesting the protection order on Friday, and the court ordered issued the order the same day, giving Garcia full custody of the couple's two-year-old son, Luca, prohibiting Abarca from even contacting his wife. He has gone missing, for lack of a better term.
Now we know that he is okay because he's been on Zoom and been attending some legislative meetings. He's not missing in the sense that he's missing from city business.
It's just that nobody knows where he is.
He's missing in a domestic situation that has clearly gotten messy and needs attention.
Very, very messy. And you know, and I was telling Dana off the air right before we came back, short of a really good explanation as to why he took off, and you know, a missing persons report was filed with the Shawnee Police Department because that's where he was last seen.
It's on the KBI website.
He's on the KBI website right now. Short of a really, really strong, credible explanation as to why he took off with his son and didn't let people know where he is, and the Shawnee Police Department really would like to talk to him to make sure everything's okay with everybody. He's in trouble, and this is a guy who I would argue had a very promising political future in Jackson County. Wait,
and might still. He is not a stupid man. What I don't understand, even with a personal domestic situation, if a judge orders a child to go with parent A or parent B, anyone who defies that order is technically not only in violation of that order, you could be charged with parental kidnapping. Like, I'm not saying this is going to rise to that level, but we have certainly seen cases where it has. He might be the best dad in the world, but a judge has said,
give the kid back to
give
mom.
Give the kid to mom. And then when you don't, things get very messy legally very quickly.
Well, and you know, I'm no lawyer, but if he doesn't surface soon, and, you know, he is okay, he, as Dana mentioned, appeared at a meeting. Was it Monday, Sam, or Tuesday?
It was Monday.
Monday.
Via Zoom.
Via Zoom.
He's also been tweeting the whole time.
Yeah, so he's active. He's even responded to media inquiries, but won't tell anybody where he is. If he doesn't surface soon with this child, I could see a scenario where they charge him with kidnapping. And then he's in big trouble. And back to my point, I mean, this is a guy when you know, he's always been at loggerheads with Frank White, the Jackson County executive. And when we had Manny Abarca on the last time we interviewed him, I asked him if he was thinking about running for county executive. And he dodged that question, which tells me the answer is really probably yes. This is a man who had political aspirations, and yet, where is he? And now he's been charged. And he could get charged with more. If you're an artist or a small business owner who's always wanted to operate a brick-and-mortar storefront but just couldn't afford it, the city of Kansas City, Missouri may have a World Cup opportunity for you. The city is willing to foot some and even up to $25,000 a year of one's rent to fill up empty, underutilized storefronts in Kansas City ahead of the World Cup. They don't want the city to look empty.
We have another update. Sorry.
Okay, what?
KCTV 5 News just now, 5:25, so a minute ago, Jackson County Legislator Manny Abarca arrested and released on domestic battery charges in Johnson County on Wednesday.
My goodness.
It's getting worse by the minute for him.
Where is the child?
It does not say. Abarca was arrested on charges of domestic battery with no prior, taken into custody in the Johnson County Sheriff's Office at 1:40 p.m., released on bond at 3:22, a $1,500 bond. The misdemeanor charge and arrest came just days after his wife reported him and his son missing to Shawnee, Kansas. Again, the story from KCTV 5. And then it just summarizes the rest of the details that we've already talked about.
Oh, man.
Dane asked a great question. Where is the kid?
Whoa. Sorry.
No, it's just getting worse. So now he faces charges in Johnson County and in Jackson County. All right, back to the story about the storefronts. On Tuesday, knowing that the arrival of the World Cup and its hundreds of thousands of fans in Kansas City is 1 year away, The City Council's Finance and Public Safety Committee passed a resolution to put $1.4 million to a small business storefront vacancy program. The goals of the program, which is proposed to be open to applicants from across the United States, are twofold. First, to fill up as many as 30 or more empty storefronts and six art studios whose darkened doors and windows currently cast a pall on the cityscape.
We're fake opening things to make it look like things are open?
Well, we're going to clean up the highways to make it look like the city didn't look like a junkyard for a while.
Huh.
I need not remind you that when the Major League Baseball All-Star Game came to town many years ago, then Mayor Sly James commissioned for a bunch of empty, worn down homes to be torn down.
Yeah.
What does it say about the business landscape in Kansas City that there are so many empty storefronts that we're even considering this proposal?
I think what it says is that because of a number of reasons, and I don't think Kansas City has the market cornered on this problem, because of COVID and because of online shopping, many storefronts are just closing. And quite frankly, I mean, look at the Plaza. We talked about the Plaza last week, how a third of the businesses on the Plaza, let me rephrase that, storefronts on the Plaza do not have a business in it. In some locations of this city, for the Plaza, for example, the rent is just too damn high.
And by the way, if you're going to be paying the rent for those storefronts on the Plaza for a month, that is a pretty penny for a city that is already, what is it, $20 million in the red?
Yeah.
Just from lawsuits alone?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lawsuits against the city.
We'll get to that before the end of the show. I promise you that. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. The city is willing to pay $1.4 million, apparently, to help you rent empty storefronts in Kansas City, Missouri, before the World Cup comes to town.
Could anyone rent it? Like you and I could rent it and say we're selling chips?
We can apply.
We could be importer exporters.
They're trying to fill 30 or more empty storefronts and six art studios.
How long do you need to keep this space?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, can I rent from now until the World Cup and then move out when the World Cup leaves?
Are you going to assist in the cost of moving my business into your space? Because that is not a cheap endeavor.
Yeah, but if you have a home-based business, what a great opportunity if you've been thinking about expanding. What a great opportunity to expand.
Is it? And I'm curious, is it limited? And the story here from the Star doesn't get into all the details, but is it limited to certain districts of the city? Areas like the Plaza or downtown or midtown? 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices.
Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And this story from Axios, a senior Kansas City social media staffer is suing the city, asserting that she was wrongly blamed for an official post that went viral. She was harassed online, she claims, and sidelined by the city when she asked leaders to defend her. Here's the big picture, writes Axios. Andrea Watts' lawsuit stems from a May 2024 social media post that shared the town where Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker lived, drawing national backlash, an apology from the mayor, and the firing of a staffer. Oh. Watts says in the suit she was falsely blamed for the post, became the target of doxing.
Is that where people
post all of your personal information online, address, family, friends, the whole nine?
And suffered racist and sexist threats. She happens to be black. The petition states that city officials failed to publicly acknowledge that she was not responsible for the post, despite her repeated requests to have her name cleared. People accessed Watts' LinkedIn, shared her, quote, identity, pictures of her, pictures of the entryway of one of her addresses, and personal identifying information. It was filed last month in Jackson County. The post was, it was right after Butker had given that speech up at Benedictine College that some people consider controversial, and whoever got access to the city's social media account wrote, Butker is not in, doesn't live in Kansas City. He lives in, and
they, which at the time was accurate.
Right. He lives in such and such city, whatever it is.
One of the suburbs. Yeah. And so her claim is one that she had nothing to do with the tweet, which is going to be very easy to prove based off of being able to track, as we talked about earlier, the IP address situation. Where did the tweet come from? Was it her computer? Was she using the computer at the time? Things like that. She is still an employee for the city. Her main complaint is that when they did identify the person, she claims, that actually posted the tweet, they fired that person but did not do anything to clear her name. And when she spoke to the leaders and said, hey, you guys put me in a horrible situation here. Can you do something? They just ignored her, according to her suit.
National Weather Service is confirming that a tornado touched down briefly in Independence during severe weather coverage that you heard right here on KMBZ yesterday afternoon. In Belton, they are having a flurry of meetings behind closed doors, reviewing a system malfunction that led to a delay in sounding the sirens during severe weather. National Weather Service, as you know, issued all kinds of warnings, and Belton's came in around 2:10 yesterday, right when we were going on the air. Sirens obviously are supposed to activate automatically. However, officials said recent construction at the Belton Police Department interfered with the system responsible for triggering the alarms. While system logs showed that sirens had been activated, follow-up checks confirmed they did not operate. City staff tried to manually trigger the sirens. Eventually, they were able to activate them using a backup method. You know, then they added, well, hey, you've got your emergency radio and you've got your cell phone. But let me ask you this. Isn't that why we do the test the once a month on the it sounded today and I couldn't believe it. One day after severe weather.
Why?
Well, because generally, if you are severe weather adjacent, don't they bump it or move it? Move the test?
I think if there is severe weather expected or even forecast for that day, then, they'll bump it to Thursday or Friday. But, I mean, I remember when it went off right at 11 o'clock, and because I've got one of those sirens in my backyard, and it is loud. My God, it's loud. But I just looked up, saw that there were, it was a sunny day at the time. I mean, I don't know what, it's kind of cloudy now it looks, or a little cloudy, but it was sunny. And I just looked up and I said, and looked at my watch and I'm like, oh, they're just testing it. I mean, it was right at 11 o'clock.
How do the sirens though in Belton not sound when we're always doing these tests? You would think even if there's construction at the police department.
Well, it might've been, and I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea. But between the last test and yesterday,
it didn't work.
Maybe something at the police department construction site.
Does anyone know how to manually press that button?
Disabled.
Anyone?
Disabled the siren.
Can someone go outside with a bullhorn and start yelling that people need to get to their basements?
Well, but I mean, this is a serious and recurring problem. I don't need to remind everybody, a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, they had a similar issue when the sirens did not go off when that town was being hammered by tornadoes. I think 5 people were killed in the city of St. Louis, if I remember correctly. I mean, this is a major, major responsibility of any municipality.
Yes.
And they've got to get their hand, whether it's St. Louis or Belton or wherever, whomever. I'll say this. We have a site. I'm not saying it didn't sound because, we're basically a soundproof room, but I don't recall hearing the siren that is literally right across Shawnee Mission Parkway from us yesterday when the tornado warnings were issued.
For the short time that I was the producer of the midday program, obviously I was sitting in this studio every time the test went off, and you can hear it through the glass.
Yeah.
It did not go off.
And it's literally right across the street.
You can see it. I mean, we could watch it rotate if it were going off.
And you're saying that yesterday after 2 o'clock, or right before 2 o'clock, when the first tornado warning was issued for Johnson County, that siren was not rotating.
At no point did I hear the siren nor see it rotate.
Okay.
Well, now, I was watching a drug deal go down, so who knows?
Right.
That was at 5:30, Sam.
Sam Mule Stevie.
We've got to tell that story again because people who were listening yesterday.
Oh, my God. It was so
if you were listening about this time yesterday, it was actually right before 5:30 and a little bit after. There was a car that had parked out there on the road right outside of the radio station. And so there we have a lawn here at the radio station. Then there's a small little 2-lane road. And then there's a very thin but long strip of nature, for
it's
lack
woods.
Of a better
it's,
term.
It's brush. It's overgrown nature.
Yeah. It's a frontage road next to a ditch.
Right. And so this car parks right there. We can see it right outside of our studio window. And this guy gets out with a bag and like a little,
grocery bag.
Grocery bag, thank you. And goes into these very thin woods next to the radio station. We can't see him. We can't see him. And then he's in there for like 9 minutes. We're doing play-by-play because we think it's a joke,
We thought, our listeners thought maybe he had to relieve himself, not for 9 minutes. And then someone else said, no, he's hunting morel mushrooms. The problem with that was it was pouring down rain.
It was pouring rain.
Like, I love mushrooms, but that seems unlikely.
And then he comes out, and the bag, he's got the bag, and it's full. And he ties it up and puts it in the trunk of his car and then drives off. It was too full to be dung, okay?
Well, unless he, went to a specific restaurant the night before.
Right. And,
you know what I'm saying?
Rhymes with Taco Hell.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so we get to talking about it, and we're like, well, what's going on down there? And one of the gals who works here, Sarah, called me on the way home, and she's like, do you think I need to call Joanne and have the Mission Police look into it? Well, the Mission Police later sent Joanne a text that said, yeah, they probably should have called us. We've had a lot of suspicious activity down there. And so we go down there to investigate earlier today. There is, what would you call that, a big giant sewage drain?
Yeah, it's a culvert, if you will.
Yeah, that runs, we would guess, underneath Shawnee Mission Parkway to keep the water from rising up over the parkway. And I'm starting to think that we were the witnesses of a very salacious drug deal.
No. We weren't the witnesses. We gave play-by-play and color commentary.
We thought it was someone pooping. I didn't realize it was nefarious activity.
He's still in there.
But we should have used a little bit of common sense, which is very hard to find on this program. I get it. But who would go into the woods, poop into a bag, and then put the bag
in the car?
In the car.
Yeah, that did not track.
Not to mention, if he were in a dire, it's coming out right now situation, QT is right there. I mean, you could hold it for another 12 seconds.
You even said that yesterday. You go, there's no way. There's a bathroom literally 30 seconds more up the street. Anyway, we have been... This is apparently a hot spot for illicit activity.
Not anymore. Not after how much we've talked about it.
We have been looking all... pretty sure that the individuals involved do not listen to news talk radio. I could be wrong. But we've been looking out there all day because I said, you know, the Mission Police Department said you should have called 911. Can you imagine had we called 911? What is your emergency? There's a guy with a bag in front of our building... To say what? We would have sounded ridiculous.
I don't know about that.
Had we called 911.
It would be suspicious activity.
Dana, you've called 911 for less.
Yeah, you have.
No, always for more. I have details when I crime observe. What would we have said to the Mission Police Department yesterday? We see a guy with a bag. We don't know what he's doing. Please, quick, come help.
But at that location... Where apparently they're aware that
But we didn't know that at the time.
No, we didn't.
Which is why there's no way we would have called 911. That's the exact thing you make fun of me for. And then it turns out the Mission PD said, yeah, you should have called us.
Well, here's the deal.
What if he was just relieving himself? Thank you, Dana, for alerting us to the fact some man was relieving himself out in front of your studio.
But if there's a big sewage...
it's a drain culvert.
Yeah, drain culvert there. Think about, and it was pouring down rain. This was 5:30 in the afternoon, so it's been raining all day, and it's pouring down rain at 5:30. Imagine how much water he had to wade through to get to whatever he was trying to find.
When we went down there earlier, there was probably 2 feet of standing water.
And that was today at 1:30.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, Textline. You're right. We did a great service to the community by reporting nefarious activity. We didn't know it was nefarious, but we reported it.
Is there any other kind?
No. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We might bring this back as a topic tomorrow. We're moving, you know that. Yeah. And I have no possessions because I liquidated everything when I left the Leawood house. I liquidated everything.
Oh, we know, including a coveted jersey. A
couple of TVs are left. I'm not even taking the couch. There's some end tables.
Is it a sectional?
There's a bed. No.
Oh, well, I don't want it.
And then I'm going to box up the silverware. I mean, you've been to the loft. There's just nothing in there. Some alcohol. That's it. So I went online and filled out a form just to see. You know, we just don't want to mess with moving.
I understand.
And the quote that came back for... The bare, I mean, you know, there's towels in the bathroom, but if you like the barest loft you can imagine, couple of end tables, couple of lamps, maybe 20 pictures. That's it. The quote came back $1,800 to $2,400.
So I can't find the quote that we had that lined everything out per item. We went with a very reputable company.
Yeah.
They did a fantastic job. We moved 95% of our stuff, except for, I want to say, 9 larger items.
Yeah.
A table, a couch, a desk.
I've got a bookcase.
A filing cabinet, a dresser, and a bed frame. So, pardon me, it was 6 items, $700 after tip.
Sam, I had no idea, and it's been like decades since you were a mover, Scott. I just didn't, and I'm not saying it's high. I'm not saying... It's unreasonable. I'm sure they would do a perfectly fine job. We're just not going to do it. I've got a kid in college with college buddies. We're going to get a U-Haul and just pay them to do it.
Now, I did tip them more probably than I otherwise would have.
That's because you ensure a good move.
Well, and it was pouring down rain.
Scott, I don't have a piano. You've seen the very limited number of items.
How much do they want? $1,700?
To $2,400. That was the parameter.
We were quoted $550 for 6 items.
I did not realize it was so expensive to move.
So moving, I thought you might have said before we came back that you thought moving was based on the number of items.
Can you imagine if I had moved everything in the Leawood house?
Well,
it would be $10,000.
It would have been extremely expensive. When I was a mover, and I think they still do it this way, you're charged by weight. And that's why they have weighing stations at the moving company. So they weigh the truck before they come to your house.
Okay.
Then they weigh the truck when they get back to the company lot.
Okay.
Where the warehouse. And then, you know, then they know how much poundage you have in your house. And so what we used to do when I was a crew chief for Century Van Lines in Leavenworth is, and they teach you how to do this very well. So I could walk in your house in Leawood when you live there, and I could tell you probably within 200 pounds on either side how much your house weighs.
I bet.
And I, more often than not, I was right. You just learn how to walk into a bedroom and you're like, okay, there's there's 500 pounds in here. And, it, you know, that's how it is. Your house probably, Dana, I would guess, just based on the size that it was, was between, and again, I'm not counting the piano that you had in your house. It was north of 20,000 pounds.
I know ours was not based on weight. It was based on per item. And like I said, six items, $550.
We will be hiring the college kids to hump the furniture in the U-Haul that is $95.
They'll hump that furniture, I guarantee you that. All right, we got to run. By the way, that's a professional term used in moving. It's called humping furniture. That's what it's called. So don't get mad at me.
It's actually humping.
Sam Stevie, the dogs hump every day. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.